Hello, and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is September 30th, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up, as usual, is our weekly update from the Nikonian's Academy and Director Mike Hagen. Number one, our ANPAT participants are wrapping up their final week in Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons National Parks. Check out some of the picture posts at the ANPAT forum on the Nikonians.org website to see what the excitement is about, and I'll have that link hiding somewhere in the blog for y'all. As we mentioned last week, we are currently evaluating a few locations for our 2008 ANPAT. Right now, we are considering a trip to the American Southwest for deserts, canyons, and valleys. Alternatively, we are looking at the Northeast for Maine fall colors and coastal landscapes. Let us know your feelings in the ANPAT forums. Well, personally, I'd go to either one of them. Second up from Mike is each week he receives numerous questions about camera techniques, methods, software, etc. This week he received a great question about photographing waterfalls that he thought would be a great tip to share with the rest of you. Connie from Portland, Oregon writes, "Mike, when shooting in shutter priority mode on the Nikon D200, I am having an awful time trying to get water movement in waves and streams. When I slow down the shutter speed, the exposure is burnt out. I don't know how to set the camera for both slow shutter and proper exposure. Help!" Here's Mike's answer to Connie. In order to get a long exposure, it has to be relatively dark. On a cloudy day, if you shoot at ISO 100, you'll be lucky to get a 1/2 to 1/4 second exposure. That will give you a little bit of motion blur, but won't really result in silky smooth water. The only way to really get what you are after is to decrease the amount of light coming into your camera. The best method for doing this is to use a neutral density filter. These are dark filters that simply fit over your lens and reduce the amount of light landing on your CCD. In Mike's humble opinion, the best product on the market right now is made by Singray. It's really pricey, but allows you to actually dial it for a specific amount of light reduction. For example, you can set it to reduce the light by 2 stops to 8 stops just by rotating the front element of the filter. That's pretty handy. There are other filters that are much less expensive and are usually designated as 1-stop, 2-stop, or 3-stop filters. Also, remember that in shutter priority mode, you are setting your camera for a specific shutter speed, maybe 2 seconds. But the light is way too bright to get a decent shot. With a long exposure, your camera will have to choose an aperture of f/22. Unfortunately, most lenses don't stop down any further than that, so there's no other way to reduce the light. The result is a blown-out exposure. The neutral density filter is a great solution to your problem. Thanks for that tip, Mike. And last up from the Nikonians Academy is that there are a few seats remaining in our Orlando, Atlanta, and Washington, D.C. workshops. Many of the individual classes are sold out, but there are still some available for Nikon Capture NX in most cities during October. And again, in each city, we will be teaching the Nikon D200, Nikon D80 and D70, Nikon Capture NX, and Nikon ITTL wireless flash workshops. Orlando is scheduled for the 11th through the 14th of October, and both Atlanta and Washington, D.C. are scheduled for the 25th through the 28th of October, and you can sign up at Nikoniansacademy.com. And that's all from Mike this week. Thank you very much for that. And with that, we will move on to some news from Nikon. Nikon USA has named a new CEO. Yasuyuki Okamoto will be taking the helm of American operations, and if you would like to read a little bit more about that and the new CEO's background, please go to the blog and check out the link to the press release. Nikon has also released some high ISO samples taken with the new D3, so if you're interested in what that camera can do, go check him out. And in other news, Adobe is at it again. Photoshop Elements, that's kind of hard to say sometimes, Photoshop Elements 6 has been released, and pray I never have to say that again. This version sports a new photo merge technology as well as a new quick selection tool. You can read more about that on their press release. And Epson has released a travel pack for their portable storage viewer devices. So if you use one of these things and you need some handy-dandy travel supplements, check that out. Moving on to the forums, Nikonian Lone Pig is looking for a wedding photographer for his brother's wedding in November in Sedona. But all he needs is a photographer, as he is looking to process the raw images himself. There's also been a shout out for Nikonians in the Manchester, UK area. So if you're perhaps interested in forming a group or getting together with some other photographers, contact Chris on the boards and I'll have the link to his post for you. And finally, segment 3 winners for the Photographer of the Year 2007 contest have been chosen. First place in the category of nighttime goes to Sten Rasmussen of Norway for Norwegian Spring Night. In the open category, first place goes to Jeff Rayner from the US of A for Underwater Danger, which I think is my favorite out of the lot. And first in the digital art category goes to Sue Ahon from Australia for her picture entitled Inner Soul. These are fantastic pictures. To see all of those as well as the second place winners, please jump into the blog and click on that link and you can see them all right there. The forum of the week this week has to simply be, once again, AnPat7. You can find some interesting threads there with the photographs. Yep, they've been posted. A lot of people are throwing their preliminary pictures up online for everybody to see. And to give those folks in segment 2, in the second group going out, a little hint of what they're going to expect, and to make the rest of us pretty much jealous. So check those out. And my choice photo of the week is fresh fall rain. So thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please drop me a line at newsflash@nikonians.org or just pop a note in the podcast feedback forum. We're always happy to hear from you. That's all for me this week. I will be back in October for the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.